Hope he knows how to mow a lawn, because he would have nothing. He would have no services available to him, and then the utility tax would be a moot point anyway, because nobody would be there to man the services, you know?
Now, Claire has a point to make about that. Can you hear her on your radio?
I'm on my phone. I went outside because I can't. My radio's all static.
I see. Okay, well...
So that's all I want to say. I really have to suggest to people that have that kind of a hard heart that they... And people who share utilities, oh, come on. There's so many single parents with kids and stuff. Most people are not in a... the students are in that kind of situation where they share. Most everyone else is shouldering the burden. We do without heat here in the winter. A lot of people can't and don't, and their utility taxes are even that much higher. So, you know,
are you
have a heart.
Are you favoring utility tax repeal?
Of course. You know what? Both city and county waste money constantly. The teen center was not a well-thought-out thing, nor was its location. They'll end up blaming the fact that it closes on the utility tax. It won't really be the reason.
So even though you disagree with Steve on some things, you agree with him on the repeal of the utility tax.
I agree with him on the repeal. I disagree with him on most other things. I mean, to me, it's just like listening to Rush Limbaugh,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's been probably the only thing I've agreed with him on. I listened to both him and Mike on their radio program, and, you know, they don't want anybody here that isn't like them.
Hey, Roxanne, perhaps we can get you on a show with me and Steve together at last.
I'm sorry, I would just have to rip him apart.
That would be good.
With my bare hands, though, you know, not with words. I would probably be...
I could separate the two of you for a fee, of course.
Okay, I would be uncontrollable.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. We're running out of time. Call in fast, 427-3772. Claire, you had something you wanted to say about that?
Well, a couple things. In comment to the, I guess we have another call, the utility, my utility bill went up and it wiped my food budget basically for a few months until I could recover, and I had friends who helped me during that time, thank God I did. I have not been ever on public assistance as a single mom, and I'm proud enough to try to work as much as I can to hold my own, and I don't want a handout. I do want a decent living wage, though.
On the air.
Hi, Robert. Here you're on Wednesday, huh, Steve Hartman?
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock. At noon to 1 or 12:15 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
KSCO 1080 for those who want to tune into the show. I'm going to be talking about my legal case, the sitting on the sidewalk case, as well as perhaps some other things.
Yeah, I just thought it was baffling to hear Steve Hartman.
You're breaking up there, Ed.
Understanding the pain issue, right, with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, criticizing the methadone program. I was on it years ago, and I don't recall anybody ever paying for me. I always had to pay for it. But, you know, it can be used to help people change their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with two. If you can't afford to live here, get the fuck out. I also find it hard to... I consider myself pro-union through and through, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a distinction, though, of the union of old. Right?
Go ahead.
You there?
I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, the battery's going dead. I find it hard to back the unions of the oppressor, you know, with their minions, sycophants or whatever it's called. It's I don't hear them speaking up for anybody else. You know, I hear people complaining of $30 an hour, you know, and they don't have a gun, and they're going off and red-tagging people. They red-tag...
I think we lost you, Ed. Try again, and thank you for calling in. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm with... who am I with?
Claire Machado.
Thanks. This is... What station is it? Free Radio Santa Cruz. That's where we are. Okay. I'm back on track again.
What I would tell you is, yes, I do work unarmed, and that's the job I do, because that's the job I applied for to do for the county, and my skills are good for that.
Watch out. It's my job. Often doesn't work on this station. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Boy, did Roxanne get me back in the house.
Okay, hit the road. You got 3 minutes. I
got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Grab your pencil and your piece of paper, Roxanne.
Go ahead.
I have two rentals on my property. A total of six people live here. Okay? One of the rentals rents for $2,675, the other's $1,100. That is the entire amount of money that I take in every month. Got it?
Okay, remember, she's not in the studio.
All right. Well, you're writing it down, too, though, right?
No, but I'm going to be listening
mortgage
to it later.
Mortgage payment, $1,860.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance payment, $100 per month. PG&E, because I provide all the utilities for my tenants except telephone, $480 total.
Mm-hmm.
DSL for all my tenants, $90 a month. Cable, television, including full satellite cable, $100 a month. There's another $100 charge here, but I wrote so small I can't tell you what it was for. My municipal utility bill for the last 2 month period, $541. 15 years ago, that same utility payment was $129, and I had a 2-yard dumpster. The amount of money that I have, and my utility tax is $700 a year. I don't go out to eat. People don't wait on me. I have 5 vehicles, and I work on every damn one myself. And not one of them, well, the bus is a 91, but you know how much I paid for my bus, Robert, $800.
I think what we need to do is have the two of you on a show, and you may be able to actually get invited on as a talk show host.
I do not buy meat at the store that costs more than $1.99 a pound. I can't afford it.
I'm taking
and
you out to McDonald's.
What I'm saying is that Roxanne is invited to come down with you on Wednesday, and we'll all discuss it.
Sounds good to me.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Well, I hope Roxanne heard that. If she didn't, I'll pass it on to her. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. We have 7 minutes left in the show. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hello, I guess it's rebate time, Robert.
retort time.
I just wanted to comment, I'm not going to argue with Steve's figures on what he pays, but if it came to $700 a year, that's a little under $60 a month. He's got 6 people, he says, that are tenants there. And this is, by the way, the deluxe utility package with DSL, satellite, cable, anything you could possibly think of. So, what are we talking about at that rate? We're still talking about $10 a month per person. I don't understand what this is the tax. We're talking about the tax. Some of the people that were talking sound like they thought their utility bill would go away. We're only talking about a 7% tax here. So even at Steve's levels, which I said are the luxury levels, it's less than $10 a month per person. So, what do we really want to, abandon the Greenbelt, cut the Parks and Rec Department by 2/3, or cut police, fire, homeless service, whatever it is? Do we want to cut anything or to save $10 a month?
How about cutting Susan Mariello's? Go ahead.
Did I say that again?
That's the county.
That is the county, yes.
I don't know.
Well, I think Dick Wilson could be profitably cut.
Well, I think the 25% rate for the top city bureaucracy guy was ridiculous. But what I'm saying is, I think the average citizen here has to realize that $10 a month, and this is like I say, a very high figure. It's probably more like $5 a month at the most because of all the cable.
Well, maybe we should have you come in at the noon. Of course, you're working during the day, right?
I'm afraid I'm a working individual, Robert. Yes, indeed. But I'll get off your ear here. But just think about it. Folks, $10 a month is what we're talking about at the very outside, more like $5 a month. I don't think anybody's going to leave town for $5 a month. I don't think anybody's going to have their utilities turned off for $5 a month. And it's 7% that you pay for utility tax of your utilities.
Hey.
So think about it that way.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
City or county government for the Enron scandal or anything that happened, to increase my utility bill.
Who could this be? It's Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi, Robert. It's Barbara.
Hey,
I'll make it very brief. I do want to know what Fred's last name is and contact. I think and I encourage that he also, if you can find a time slot where Roxanne, I think she brings some excellent
I think you're thinking,
of
Steve, not Fred. Steve is told the talk show on KSCO is going to have me and Roxanne. It's just
well, I already know about Steve.
Yeah, Fred is actually
a working.
He's a working person. Yeah.
Well, why can't you find some time slot where Roxanne and Fred and Steve and perhaps you? And I think that would be excellent because it would bring in all. Well, not all.
They have an open invitation to come to my show.
All right, well, hopefully, Fred, if you're listening, try to find a way to be there.
Hey, thank you.
All righty, bye.
And I think that is really important. If we have all of us in the studio together and we could actually share more than one mic, come on, you people, pony up for a second mic. It's like we Hey, we might get a donation on a mic from one of our guests. Hi, Free Radio. Hello. Try that call again, caller. We're still battling the time barrier here. I'm not sure if old lady Scararms is going to come in with her her weapons and engage in a weapons inspection and inspect us out of the studio, or whether we'll be able to continue a little bit longer. I always push the envelope here because usually this is when things get hot. So if you got stuff you want to call in, 427-3772.
I say it again, my comments are always here as a private citizen and aren't reflective of government or SEIU or anybody else but myself.
Saying, don't hit her, she didn't do it. But that's Claire talking, Claire Machado, who is with the County Planning Department, the notorious red tagger of Camp Paradise, who has the courage to say so, and perhaps the foolishness to do so, but that's another story.
I tagged the Golden Torch Trailer Park, and it's finally in receivership, and the people living out there will eventually have some decent conditions instead of living in a place that even I wouldn't want my dog to be.
Hi, Robert. Yeah, this is Robert, another Robert.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd mind if I read a letter I found in the Sentinel a couple days from Lorette Wood,
mm-hmm.
our first woman mayor, who was against, who actually fought taxes in the past, who fought against Measure U. But this is what she says about their utility taxes. As Santa Cruz's first woman mayor and a lifelong Republican like Steve, I urge all Santa Cruzans to vote no on P this November 5th. There are simply too many unnecessary services at stake. Measure P is a reckless repeal of the utility tax, which will result in a 20% cut in our general fund. The city has already cut $2 million from this year's budget. We simply can't afford to cut another $8 million from the $42 million total. The business community, elected leaders from all political parties, and people from all walks of life say no on P, protect our services. As a proud co-chair of the No on P, Protect Our City campaign, I urge you to join us in opposing these reckless cuts. Call 427-1493 to get involved. Lorette Wood.
Hey, well, thank you, caller, and maybe we can have you on the show.
Okay, oh, and by the way, Fred was mistaken about the $5 a month. It's actually about $5 a week. 70 cents a day is what it costs. But it does cost a little bit more than what Fred Steiger was saying.
Okay.
The average is actually 7 cents a day.
Okay. Appreciate the clarification.
Uh-huh. Bye.
And unfortunately, it looks like this show's got to end because I want the next talk show host to at least get most of her time. She's here getting ready and setting up, and I'm getting ready to move out. I'm going to be checking out the downtown. I thought I had more time for all those interviews that I did, but unfortunately, I don't. It looks like we have a last call. This could be the last call, but it will be. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, Robert. This is Lydia.
Okay.
I had a point for Steve Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
That the average period of time that anybody lives in anywhere in the U.S. is 4 years. So his attack on the students who are usually here 4 years really isn't well-founded.
Interesting.
And when he says that children should not get this benefit and basically is calling women who need help with child care deadbeat on the one hand, and on the other hand, passionately says that people can't live here, he did make that point also. He's inconsistent. He was claiming that it's not all right.
We may have to get a fifth mic to include you in this discussion.
But, children are our, we keep hearing, are our future. And it's more than that. They are our criminals who can take care of them when it goes wrong. Steve Hartman really needs to take a look at this.
Well, you might want to call into our show on Wednesday. We'll be on from 12 to 1. Perhaps Roxanne will join us and make that point then.
Thanks. I'll be out of town, but thanks for what you're doing.
Sure. Thank you, Lydia. That's it for Free Radio Santa Cruz's Bathroom Spears Broadsides. And coming up next at 1:30 is the open time slot that always slices me down the middle. But there we go. It's been fun being with you. If you want to be with me again, I'll be back from 6 to 8 on Thursdays on this 96.3
station. We need your help, so don't forget to give us a call at 427-4523 if you have any donations of any sort or any information you want to pass on to us. I want to thank my guest, Claire Machado, for being with me. I want to thank my successor here on the free time slot who helps keep Radio Free Radio Santa Cruz going with her patience as I attempt to roll my debris out of the station. And if you have any questions, comments that you weren't able to make on the air, give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833. You may also probably find me lurking around City Council on Tuesday. There's a City Council meeting coming up. So thanks for being with us. I think that probably the time slot person has a CD ready to roll, so let's roll into that CD. And thanks again for being with us on this edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides.